Welcome to Power Play. On the day when the conservative leadership race started to turn on itself, with a veteran cabinet minister attacking a potential rival as future election roadkill. Coming up, Lisa Raitt, the candidate behind today's ruckus, and rival Chris Alexander are standing by to discuss the trash talking and what it takes to win in a very crowded and competitive field. And the push is on by health ministers and doctors to get a pan-Canadian funding deal to keep your healthcare system funded sufficiently to meet the demand. Quebec's outspoken health minister explains the consequences of failing to sweeten the pot. And we go to Washington to size up a busy day of transition as a Justin Trudeau video makes the rounds for new members of Congress, while Donald Trump delivered another vote of non-confidence in America's intelligence gathering over those Russian hacking claims. But first, it's unusual, if not unprecedented, for one leadership candidate to create a website dedicated to attacking another. Former Cabinet Minister Lisa Raitt is one of the 13 official Conservative hopefuls, but her main gripe is with someone not yet in the race. She unleashed a StopKevinO'Leary.com website today aimed at taking down a reality show personality who hasn't even declared his candidacy. She also blasted caucus colleague Kelly Leach as a leader who, like O'Leary, she believes doesn't have the right stuff to win the next election. And Lisa Raitt joins me live in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Don. Nice to see you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Bigger brains than me are figuring out this thing. But why attack a potential candidate with free publicity even before he enters the race? I don't understand that.
Well, he's going to enter the race.
Maybe.
Well, your company told him no longer to work here anymore. So obviously he's taken a step too far. So what I reflected on over Christmas was what a world would look like for the Conservative Party if Kevin O'Leary or Kelly Leach were to win the leadership. And what would our chances be in 2019? Because as you know, my slogan is victory in 2019, because I think our policies are the right ones for the country. And what I concluded was that sure, yeah, there's a possibility that he could win. There's a possibility Kelly could win. There's 13 of us in the race. Heck, anybody really has a stab at it. And that there are some troubling things that they're saying for whatever reason that I think would lead to a disaster in 2019 in terms of our electability. And people can go to this website and take a look for their own eyes, in his words, what he says, and make a judgment.
See, when you were a cabinet minister, you attracted a lot of respect across party lines as a parliamentarian, in the sense of respect for all sides and all opinions. And I'm curious why you're not at least letting the guy frame himself and his policies at the moment of his announcement, rather than do a pile on at this stage of the game. It just seems conduct unbecoming for you.
I think it's appropriate for people to understand what candidates have said in the past. Certainly in the 7 years I sat in cabinet, I am accountable for everything I said and I did, and that happens out there on social media all the time. But the reality is that Mr. O'Leary and Kelly, in her part too, have said things that are very detrimental to the Conservative brand that would not allow us to win in 2019.
Give me one thing. Give me one thing you believe is truly toxic.
100% I believe.
Toxic.
Truly toxic. That he said if he were Prime Minister for 15 minutes, he would make unions illegal and jail those who belong to a trade union. And you know I come from a trade union family. That doesn't work. And we know what happens when people try to attack unions in the country. It doesn't work. And it shouldn't happen. I mean, they build our country, and they're very important to our social fabric. And I find what he said appalling. And I think other Canadians will find that appalling as well.
Well, Brad Trost says some things I know you find appalling, too. Why don't you attack him? He's a anti-abortion. He's anti-gay rights.
Yeah. You're speaking for me now. You may not know how I feel on a lot of those things, Don. Okay. But the reality is that Kevin O'Leary is out there with a webpage saying, tell me, Canadians, why should I run for Prime Minister?
You're not pro-choice, by the way. I'm shocked. I just want to back that one up a bit.
I'm talking about Kevin O'Leary.
I'm talking about Lisa Raitt.
In terms of being pro-choice or anti-abortion, yeah. So, I mean, Don, you know my back history. My mother had me and was going to give me up for adoption. She chose not to have an abortion. So I have some really personal views about it. I think it's a decision that is a tough decision for any woman to make. But I would never bring in legislation to make it illegal, ever.
Right. I guess the concern is your defining vision of Lisa Raitt's candidacy going to be why others shouldn't win or why you should win? I mean, because we don't really have a defining policy from you yet. Is this what it's going to be?
So I put out a policy statement yesterday. And
I couldn't find that,
follow
by the
up.
Way, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's out there. It went out on Twitter. It's on my Facebook page. And we sent it to the Canadian. I guess you're not a member of the Conservative Party of Canada. So, well, there you go. So the membership received it. And it lays out where I see the vision for our country. It's about lower taxes, smaller government. It's about smarter investment in healthcare. It's about natural resources being utilized to create jobs. And it's about more attention on areas that I view as really important, veterans, principled foreign affairs, those things. I put those out. But on the other side of it, there's a separate webpage that says, if you are going to be concerned about what a Kevin O'Leary or a Kelly Leach leadership looks like, take a look at what some of the stuff Kevin has said and join my team. But on my site, you're going to see what I'm going to roll out in policy in the coming weeks. And that's what I want to be defined on. I mean, I want Conservative Party to win in 2019 because we have the best policies to help people in pain.
If I could, though, Kelly Leach has said some things that are pretty incendiary, and you pointed this out, but you sort of said, oh, well, we're friends, so I don't want to get too personal with her. What's friendship got to do with it? If she stands for something that's Trump North, and she went on Fox News last night to sort of espouse that, why don't you attack her with equal gusto?
Well, you know, I could have made the decision just to go after Mr. O'Leary because of the stuff that he said. I think it's appropriate as well to put Kelly into that mix, and I have. And I've talked about how I think pinning our problems on immigration is the wrong choice for the Conservative Party because we've spent 10 years trying to make ourselves the party that is open and willing to take in every voice, including those who are new Canadians. And we should go down that path. That's the winning path.
Right.
Her path isn't a winning path, and I'm happy to talk about it as well.
If there's a winning path for Mr. O'Leary or Ms. Leach and they win the leadership, does Lisa Raitt stay in that caucus given what you've said?
So I'm a member of parliament and I represent Milton. I take it really seriously that the citizens of Milton decided to elect me, bucking the trend in the GTA of else going to Liberal, and I will serve them and I will continue to serve them.
As a Conservative or as an independent?
So wait, oh gosh, no. I mean, you have to remember where I came from. Garth Turner crossed the floor in my riding, and I felt very strongly about that. I am a member of this party and I'm gonna put my best foot forward ensuring that our Conservative principles are heard loud and clear.
Okay, well, interesting infusion into the campaign, Lisa Raitt. Right. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Well, Kevin O'Leary was asked to appear on the show, and he declined that invitation. But here's how Kelly Leach responded. She said that Lisa Raitt drew a line in the sand today and showed she stands with the Liberals and the media elites, presuming that includes power play. She did not think it is important to ensure that the people we welcome into our country share our historic Canadian values of hard work, generosity, freedom, and tolerance. Well, for a different perspective on this and what policies will work to win the party leadership, let's bring in another former cabinet minister who is in this race as well. Chris Alexander joins us from Toronto. Chris, any strategic merit that you can think of to attacking another potential candidate in this manner?
In this case, none, Don. And Happy New Year, by the way. I think we as Conservatives, need to be welcoming strong economic voices from across the country to our team. Because the issue is jobs. The issue is a slowing economy. The issue is stagnation. The issue is Donald Trump, who's going to cut taxes, make the United States more competitive, which is going to create a big sucking sound up here, taking companies, economic activity, and jobs south of the border. We don't need more years of Liberal government in Ottawa, at Queen's Park, contributing to that lack of competitiveness. We need a change in 2019. And Kevin O'Leary is one of the people in this country who's been most effective at pointing out just how badly we are sliding down the competitiveness charts over the past year under Justin Trudeau's Liberals.
So it doesn't sound like you're afraid of his entry, but do you think his victory might dash Conservative dreams of a 2019 victory?
I have a lot of faith in this party. I think the person who wins this race, especially with the strong team of 13 who are already in behind them, especially with potential strong newcomers like Kevin O'Leary behind them, will have a very strong chance at victory in 2019. If Kevin doesn't become the leader, I think and if he runs in 2019, I think he'd make a very strong member of an economic team, even a finance minister. That's where I'd like to see him in a Chris Alexander government.
Okay. One thing you have talked about is the importance of increasing immigration to Canada as one of your platform planks. Former Minister Stephen Blaney, I don't want to spend this whole interview attacking fellow rivals, but former Minister Stephen Blaney, he's talking about the key to victory for him is reduced immigration and reduced refugees. And so we've got O'Leary and Leach and now Blaney, all seem to be sort of Trumpish on this factor. Are you worried that that's what the base kind of wants, or do you not sense that's the case?
Well, first, I think Canadians only want strong, large-scale, or even higher levels of immigration if the economy is strong. That's why it was successful for 10 years under our last Conservative government. We had lower unemployment for several years than the United States, and then our unemployment declined faster. That gave us a rationale for having large-scale unemployment. Now, we're having trouble creating full-time jobs. None have been created in the past year. Our economy is slow, not just vis-a-vis the U.S., but vis-a-vis our key European